Do you know why Henry III had the head of the Catholic League assassinated? About 30 years ago, when you would come on a guided tour here at the Chateau, you could only come on a guided tour. I had visitors that told me that they, 30 years ago, they were shown the blood stains on the floor of the Duke of Guise. Okay. Now you know that the floors were redone in the 19th century. There wasn't anything left when the Dubon came in. So he had the floors redone. They've been recently redone as well, but that poses a scientific problem. So what the guides would do 30 years ago was to put a little rabbit blood on the floor, and then it had a surprise for everybody. That's just to say that today we really don't know any of the details. The Duke of Guise was assassinated in royal bedchamber, which most likely was on the former garden side, but it's possible that the bedchamber was could have been here on the court side. It doesn't really change anything. No? And what is more important, I think, concerning the assassination are the consequences. So what I'm going to do is to give you a little of the context without going into depth about the wars of religion, because it was a very dense and difficult period, and not very easy to evoke in the space of 5 minutes.